Here's something wonderful, and as an ex-educator, this is one of those very important things for me. Xolisa Guzula is a lecturer at the University of Cape Town, a storyteller, an author, and a translator of children's literature, and she studies the impact that reading in your home language has on a child's development. And these days, when we look at reading in a home language, we talk about a variety of home languages, and this is where I had a conversation with an Afrikaans teacher. I said, before you actually look at this child and you say, you know, this child needs to first of all have English as a first language and then Afrikaans as a second language and then his home language as a third language, it becomes a bit of a problem because most people would have their home language as their first language, then English, and then Afrikaans only becomes a third language. Well, Xolisa has partnered with Cadbury's Dairy Milk for the hashtag In Our Own Words campaign in order to raise awareness of the importance of giving children access to stories in their home language through the Homegrown Story Initiative. Dr. Xolisa Guzula, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good afternoon, John. How are you doing? And good afternoon, listeners.
Welcome to the show, and Zane in for John this afternoon. How did this idea for the hashtag In Our Words project come about, Doctor?
It came about because Cadbury has partnered with Kwali Books, who focus on writing stories for children in indigenous languages. And this is important because writing stories in indigenous languages and inviting the public to submit those stories. So it is the public's words that are coming through, not any other external writer who is commissioned to write these stories, but the people themselves who then send these stories to Cadbury. So what happens then is that they buy the Cadbury chocolate, they scan the QR code, it takes them to a WhatsApp page where they can then send a story that they want to send to Cadbury. So therefore it is their own words. So it came about this whole initiative of homegrown stories came about as a result of the shortage of stories written in African languages. Mm. Yet we are testing the children in their languages, and we are saying that they are failing to read and write in their languages. And yet we do not have enough reading material in those languages. So it kind of is counter. I think it's actually unfair to be testing children in their languages when we do not have the materials in their languages available in their homes. So, which is not the case, for example, with middle-class English children and African-speaking children who grow up with a store of stories in their homes and have bookshelves as babies in their homes and are read to every evening, bedtime stories, who then come to school with a rich foundation and rich vocabularies in those languages, so that by the time they learn the skills of reading at school, they are building on something that they've grown in the home.
Mm. And it's quite difficult, Doctor, and we're chatting this afternoon to Dr. Xolisa Guzula, the lecturer in Applied Language and Literacy Studies at the School of Education at UCT. It's quite difficult because you are conversing to a two-year-old or a three-year-old in their mother tongue, but here you are reading to them Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in English, or you are reading a fairy tale or a fable or a myth. You're reading that to them in English, and it becomes difficult for the child to sort of understand. And if it was in his own home language and it's a narrative or a story that falls within his culture, wouldn't that be a lot better?
Yes, it would be a lot better because we talk about learning having to be relevant and relatable to the child, and that the child actually learning needs to build on the child's socio-cultural grounding. So we should be valuing people's cultural knowledges and practices and social practices and building on them when we write these stories. So when we read them Snow White stories, we are actually erasing the culture of the child. We are erasing their own language because we are now putting in its place another language so that the child forgets her own language or his language or their language and then start to learn English and speak English. And that is what we refer to as the coloniality of literacy, because then, you know, we are using materials that come from the North and materials that came through coloniality to us when education was introduced to us Africans. And then it kind of erased our own stories that we used to tell. And we are known in Africa as having a rich culture of storytelling, which we could be writing from, you know, to develop these stories for the child.
Mm. You've explained that the campaign works quite easily, that you basically buy yourself a Cadbury chocolate and there is a QR code that you need to scan, which takes you then to a WhatsApp line. And on the WhatsApp line, you can then tell the story. What are the campaign goals with this particular campaign in conjunction with Cadbury Milk Chocolate? Is it to gather those stories and then to compile books out of those stories and to compile the literature together so that we are able then to supply people you know, stories in their mother tongue in the 11 languages we have in the country?
Yes, one of the goals is to publish 1,000 new children's stories by the end of 2022. And then, of course, Cadbury has already published 500 stories on their digital library. So the stories are compiled and have become books online or stories online. And if you go to the Cadbury page website, you actually see these beautiful stories that are there that you can download in all 11 languages. And in fact, more prominent in African languages, because that's the goal of Cadbury, to develop these stories in indigenous languages. And then the bigger goal, of course, for Cadbury is to make stories accessible to children. And so by partnering, for example, with QualiBooks, which has a zero-rated website, means that these stories are accessible to children without having to pay. To pay internet costs to get to these books. So that's creating easy access to the stories for the children. And so that is the biggest goal. And bigger than that is the goal of making stories accessible to children in their own homes. So we know now that families do use cell phones and smartphones, and they can use those smartphones to access these stories that are zero rated and share them with their children. That's an important goal. And because sharing stories with children it builds a strong foundation for literacy development in schooling.
Mm. Chatting this afternoon to Dr. Xolisa Guzula, lecturer in applied language and literacy studies at the School of Education at UCT. I've always felt that, you know, mother tongue is so important, and we haven't touched the surface of mother tongue education in grade R, even before grade R, in the sort of, you know, early childhood education, grade R 1, 2, and 3. Are we looking at possibly getting these books into schools and via the government system?
Of course, yes. That's another goal, is to reach everybody, is to reach the families and communities, is to reach the schools. Cadbury has partnered, for example, with 50, working with the Department of Education, then have identified 50 schools that they are handing over digital libraries to. So those schools will have these stories that are published. But of course, the number will grow as of the schools that Cadbury reaches over time. But at the moment, they are piloting these digital libraries in the 50 schools across the country.
Dr. Xolisa Guzula chatting to us this afternoon, lecturer in Applied Language and Literacy Studies at the School of Education at UCT, partnered up with Cadbury Dairy Milk Chocolates for the In Our Words campaign. And all you need to do is buy yourself a chocolate if you have a story or a narrative to tell.